Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Two hands are lifted, your eyes are closed before the King of Glory. We lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation and cry and give to God the praise. Ghana, we lift our hearts and voices with blessed anticipation. Raise your voice, Alabaster, and cry and give to God the praise of us. Sing it for the last time. We lift our hearts and voice. My God, we bless unto you. Cry out and cry aloud and give to God the praise. Give me the grace to project Jesus Christ and his saving knowledge and power. That everybody that hears me this morning will come to a saving knowledge. We want to see Jesus and the power of his resurrection. Reveal him, Holy Spirit, unto us. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Now we rebuke every satanic order, the structures of hell. We come against the chambers of Hades. We come against every networking that the enemy will throw to us. In Jesus' name, we subdue and abort. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. This morning, I come against the power of sickness, infirmity, the power of weakness, anything that rises up against God's people. We come against it in Jesus' precious name. And somebody shout amen. Are you clapping? Give him glory. Hallelujah. I bless God for his faithfulness. I thank God for your life. I thank God that you are alive, blessed, and well. Somebody visited the hospital over the weekend and was telling me that a lot of people are sick. A lot of people are sick with flus, and we can't tell what kind of flus they are. But I give God the glory that through it all, his faithfulness is keeping his people. And I bless God, especially your children. I give God the glory that he has kept your children in health and in victory. Can I hear a good amen? Amen. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. My name is Kofi Odru. Alabaster International Ministry is the church bringing you this live broadcast service. We're transmitting live on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. This morning we are live on Boom 88.7 in the Oti region. We are also live on Vision 1 93.5 FM. We are live on Obatampa Radio 92.5 FM. We are live on Amansan Television. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. I am so honored to be standing on this August altar in the presence of God, presenting the mind of God to the Republic of Ghana and the nations beyond. I trust in the name of Jesus that by the close of this service, it is Christ only that we will love to see. Can I hear a good amen? A foundation scripture is John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were seven Greeks among them that came up to worship at a feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They required, they desired, they demand, they place a request that they would love to see Jesus. It was not for the feast. It was not for the ceremony. They did not come for the religiosity and the traditions or any of the rituals that were done in Jerusalem. They came for the Messiah. They made their intentions very clear and straight. We are making ours straight and clear. We are not here for the preacher or the ambience of the church. We have come to see the Messiah, King of Kings, Savior of the world. Yeah, the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but through him. The Bible said he is the resurrection and life. He is the yes and amen. He is the essence of life, the center that holds. He is the meaning of life. He is the person or the God that comes into the life of a personality and changes everything in the life of that person. I have the privilege to be presenting his gospel, not fallacies, not feebles, not tautology. We have come to present his word, not dogma, not the compilation of human ideologies, not sociology, not political science. I am not here presenting governance. I am here presenting redemption, salvation, yeah, regeneration, adoption to childrenhood or sonship and daughtership. I am presenting Jesus Christ. Yeah, he that is extending the hand, even as he extended it to that woman that was caught on adultery. The Bible said that when the accusers came with stones to stone, they said unto the Messiah, this woman was found directly on adultery, and the law of Moses required that we stone her to death. What do you say? The Bible said he squat on the floor and mumbled something, an inscription on the floor. The people read it, and the inscription read, he that have not sinned before has not committed iniquity, atrocity, cruelty against themselves and humanity, above all against God, to whom all souls come to and consist and belongs to. Ezekiel 18 and verse number 4, the Bible said, behold, saith the Lord, all souls are mine, even as the soul of the father belongs to me, same the soul of the children. And so nobody lives unto themselves, neither anybody dying to themselves. Paul the apostle in his entreaty said, when we live unto the Lord, and when we die unto God. So whether we live or die, we belong to God. You don't live to yourself. I don't care what you believe. You can be a Christian, a Muslim, a Hare Krishna, an atheist, a Buddhist, a Shinto. You can be anything you want to believe. You can be a gay, a transgender. You can be a lesbian. You can be a normal person. I want to use us. You can be sane and insane. But the truth, you don't live to yourself. No, nobody lives to themselves. Nobody. There is not a soul that lives to themselves. And so therefore, your attention this morning is a requirement. It's a prerequisite to the presentation of the gospel. And then the Bible said, when Jesus lifted up his eyes, he could not see the destructors and the people, accusers that accused the woman. And then he lifted his voice and said to the woman, I accuse you neither. And then she received an instruction. Jesus said, go and sin no more. That's something that is more worse than this does not come to you. You see that even in redemption, he was highlighting the ramification and consequence of sin. Even when he had saved her, he told her, in the recurrence and repetition of your sins, something worse can come to you. The master is telling a sinner, right now you are forgiven, but in the recurrence, if you recur the sin, if you repeat this, something worse will come to you. Never believe that nonsense, Dad. Once saved, forever saved. The judge is telling somebody, when you leave here, you are forgiven. But when you repeat what you did, something worse can come to you. He could not describe that something. That something can involve the punishment on earth and the judgment in heaven or in eternity. Therefore, I stand here presenting to you undiluted, unadulterated, untinted, undented, unabated, irrevocable, irreplaceable, unaxiomatic gospel. I will not try to enthuse you. I am only declaring the mind of God, which is truth, the way, and the life. In the process, you may be happy. In the process, you may be angry. In the process, you may be irritated. In the process, you may, you know, be vexed. In the process, you may be crossed. In the process, you know, you may choose to take it or leave it. But you see, I have an assignment according to Ezekiel 3 and from verse number 8 right up to verse 12. He says, if I warn a sinner that they would die, and you do not want them, and they die in their sins, I will require their blood from you. The people that I have sent you to, they have a strong face and a stiff neck. They are thorns and berries. Yet, don't miss the opportunity in telling them and declaring the mind of the Lord to them. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning is a morning of the submission of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the people said, we have come to see the Christ. They gathered unto Jesus. It was for the purposes of the salvation of their souls. And all the things that the Bible said, when a person receives salvation, there are other things that comes to that person. Just like he said, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things will be added unto you. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 9, he made a submission in God's word, a very similitude thing. He said, beloved, we are persuaded of better things and things that accompany salvation. That means that when you receive salvation, that is not it. There are things that comes with it, like good health, like long life, like prosperity, yeah, like, you know, wisdom, prudence, knowledge, understanding, and insight. It is added unto salvation. And so when Ghana says that we are a Christian nation, I am proud of that statement. But what I am not proud of are the fruits that this nation bears. The fruits that we bear. Abanua, yes, son. The fruits is the problem. The fruits is the problem. And ladies and gentlemen, if we are not careful, we will be here with our religiosity coming to church every Sunday, and yet we will miss Jesus. We will miss his salvation. We will miss his redemption. We will miss his truth. We will miss his grace. We will miss his glory. And we will miss his second coming. And as a matter of fact, we will miss his reward. Yeah, there are people sitting in church, but I'm telling you, they are far away from everything that has got to do with salvation. Very far. Don't deceive yourself. When you are in line, you know. When you are out of line, you know. You know! When you are saved, I mean, there is nobody in this place that can tell me they do not have the knowledge of good and evil. Everybody here knows. The fetish priest in Ghana, they know the preacher that is of God and that which is not of God. They know the message that is the gospel and the ones that is just noise. They know. They know. Don't tell me you don't know. You do. Hallelujah. Whilst I will make you sit down, allow me to read Luke chapter 21, verses number 34 through to 36. It's all part in my prologue, introduction, and preamble. The Bible said, and take it to yourselves, ladies, and any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you on our words. The scripture said, for us a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that he may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that will come, and to stand before the Son of Man. Whilst I will allow you to take your seat, I will read Ezekiel 34. You may be seated in the presence of God. Whilst I build up, the final parts of my preamble. The Bible said in Ezekiel 34, verse number 5, the scripture said in the fifth verse, and they were scattered. Let me read from verse number 1, just for the sake of understanding. The Bible said, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, very fast let us work. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds. The scripture said, thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Want you to note emphatically the punctuation. I will note not only the content of the word of the Lord, but also the punctuational signs in the whole presentation of the text. The Bible said, they feed themselves, exclamated. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Turn this in GNT very quickly. In this one, he says, in that particular, he said, mortal man, he said, denounce the rulers of Israel, prophesy to them and tell them what I, the sovereign Lord, says to them. You are doomed, you shepherds of Israel, exclamated. You take care of yourselves, but never tend to the sheep. In the message version of this particular verse, the Bible said, feeding your own mouths, aren't shepherds supposed to feed the sheep? When the shepherds, gather the food, aren't they supposed to give it to the flock? Are they not supposed to bring the flocks together and rather present the food to the flock? Are the shepherds supposed to feed themselves? He is asking a question. This verse was not part of the preamble. I'm just reading it for the sake of understanding. Back to King James Version. In the third verse, the Bible said, he said, you eat the fat and clothe yourself with wool, and you kill them that are fed. But the Bible said, but you feed not the flock. And then he goes further and said, the disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which was sick. The Bible said, neither have ye abandoned, have ye bound up that which was broken, neither have ye brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost. So that which was wounded or broken, that which was driven away, and that which was lost, but with the force and with cruelty you have ruled them. Force, cruelty. This is not, it's not part of my submission, but honestly speaking, when I look at some of Asoribi Numonchire Chira, I can see the rule and the force that comes with it. Sometimes I feel like people are being punished. Sometimes when I see, people in the name of the gospel and doctrine and all stuff like that, churches that can walk for miles and hours without wearing shoes and all stuff like that. People that can be in a very hot environment wearing clothes that they cannot even receive normal ventilation, all in the name of religion, looking very awkward and very bizarre. Young ladies for Shewoba, Yawajina, in the name of religion, this said the word, and to maybe a chichiri ni tine moman and nim and all that. Then I am seeing the force. The scripture, please. The force by which they are being ruled. I see the force. People drinking detergents, eating grass, sleeping with preachers and all these, people in the name of religion. Ghana, we saw an Anglican priest teasing a student girl in Kumasi. This is the force and with cruelty by which they rule the people. He didn't say they pastor the people. They tender to them or, you know, attend to them, but to rule them. I never knew that rulership was in church. Rule them! Jiwe Kore, recently in Kumasi, a church that distributed stones to everybody, go and boil them. Cook them. Cook a stone. Put water in a saucepan and put the stone and put on your gas and put it on. It's, you know, Noah. One person was selling, and Noah ama me gas, son. I'm saying, Pefu Frusi Hon. Pefu Frusi Hon. O man kwa si afu muni tiri muwe ni sumon hunadie. Mo wason sumon piyasem. We see opportunities. Yes, we can see it. Strange! Unbelievable. I sit and I'm looking at certain things and the, in this particular fourth verse is still not part of my submission. Let me go a little further. And so in this place, the Bible was saying, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. The people were scattered because there is no shepherd. And when I look at this particular verse, I see Ghana, I see Africa, I see the world, the nations of the world. I do not only see the church, I see all these other guys also, and these groupings and sects. Yeah, we are scattered. Look at the way Ghanaian youth run helter-skelter to embassies looking for visas to travel out of this country. We are like a flock without a shepherd. Look at the way businesses are struggling and businesses are collapsing in our eyes and in our faces because they cannot pay the numerous and burdensome taxes at our ports. And we have Lebanese, Syrians, Chinese and Indians doing business in Ghana. And the government of Ghana has given them tax holidays. And their own people, they are collapsing their banks. When you talk like this, they feel like you are being sentimentally, you are being politically sentimental. What do we care about your nonsensical politics in this country? I don't, your politics in Ghana don't make any sense to me. It doesn't. There are women sleeping in Kolebu, MPP in your primaries. You couldn't even give 10% of your spending to women health and maternity health in Kolebu or G or, you know, any of the horrible hospitals. And so your politics don't make any sense to me. NPC and the Amahama, none of you could be able to, you know, even in a position to wake up. You know, I give credit to the Lordina Hospital in Tamale, but let me use the opportunity to make this very clear. Your politics don't make sense to me. There are buildings in Saglime. There are police officers who don't have a place to sleep. Army officers who don't have a place. Saglime project has been sitting there for the past 7 years and we are debating nonsense on it. Your politics don't make sense to me. I don't care about Ghana and your politics. I care about your soul and your repentance. When you can repent, God can be merciful to you. If you can repent and align, the grace of God will restore all the years, the Pamawam, the Kankawem, and the Caterpillar devour. There are young, oh yeah, you can clap your hands. There are young men. There are young men in this country, ladies and gentlemen, who have finished university only to drive taxis. And you talk to me about your politics. Stop it! I don't want to hear it. You are like a flock without a shepherd. You are like a flock without a shepherd. People have been, I met a mechanical engineer, you know, the other day, a Sapi man, and he was a machine operator. He's an operator of a machine. And I said, but you have 2 degrees. He said, yes, but, you know, there is nothing to, you know, look forward to. But I said, why do you guys go to university and expect government to employ you? Why? Why do you go to university and you are expecting government to employ you? To me, it doesn't make any sense. Anybody that have made wealth are not paid by government. Billionaires, trillionaires, quadrillionaires, zillionaires in the world, government don't pay them. They make wealth with their creativity. That is what they do. The Bible said, I'm the Lord your God, I give you wisdom to get wealth. These are things that we should rather be looking at. Let me tell you, just like a woman at Cantamanto goes for a loan in a small microfinance and uses that money to set up a business at Agbogbloshin. That is the same way a politician will go and look for a loan and campaign in politicking. And then when they win power, they will make sure that the loan is paid 100 times. So don't expect much. Who you business? Someone saw your money. What I told you is the truth. That is the bright picture. It's here you when you free her because we'll be a tony fee, not the year politics. What do you see? It be or sorry, a wokwanya war gene, wouldn't be quiet, but all gene in a way. It's not part of my message. Hallelujah. The scripture, please. And so when I look at this, the Bible was saying here, he said, they were scattered because there is no shepherd. Can you put this in GNT or NLT? And listen, because the sheep had no shepherd, they were scattered and wild animals killed and ate them. Wow. In NLT, look at this. The Bible said, my sheep have been scattered without a shepherd and they are easy. They are easy prey for any wild animal. In turning my, in the seed verse, in King James Version, let's focus and continue. The Bible said, my sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon all the high hills. Yea, the flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth and none did search or seek after them. The Bible continued, therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. In the 8th verse, the Bible said, as long as I live, saith the Lord, surely my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field because there was no shepherd. Repeating it, he is repeating it because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for the flock because the shepherds feed themselves. This is also another recreation. And the Bible said, and fed not my flock. This not fed not just the flock, but the flock of God. In the 9th verse, the Bible said, therefore, O ye shepherds, hear ye the word of the Lord. He goes further and said, thus saith the Lord, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and because of them to cease from feeding the flock. The Bible said, cause them to cease from feeding the flock, neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore. For I will deliver my flock from their mouth. And the Bible said, and they may not be meat for them. In the 11th verse, look at this. He said, thus saith the Lord, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. I will love this in the NIV version. In this one, the Bible said, he said, for this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. A young man came to the all night there last time. I said, who invited you? He said, nobody did. He said, and I said, well, how did you know we were having an all night here? He said, I have been watching you and I have been watching also Christian content on television. I was just watching and the Holy Spirit hit me. I have cried for weeks. I have come here on times where you had no service. I am just looking for the brethren and the saints to fellowship with them. I feel like anything in the world is like some stinking sting. I don't want to go close. I want to come close unto God. Sharing his testimony blew my mind to let me know now God is seeking for his own sheep, not the preachers, not the evangelists. If we wouldn't do the job, yeah, stones will be doing the job. Stones will rise up and be preaching to ordinary people. Ladies and gentlemen, I come and I tell my colleagues all the time, preachers, prophets, bishops, archbishops, fathers and colleagues, I tell them all the time, there is nobody that has faithfully served God and whom God has not honored. There is nobody who has faithfully honored God and God has not honored. It is except when you do the work of God deceitfully. And the Bible said, curse is you. Yeah. When a person works the work of God deceitfully, then men, there is no reward for that. But for faithful servants of God, servants of the Most High God, they will never lack. Even their skin will never, you know, age so fast. The anointing has a way of keeping you well and alive. Reverend Issued Anaba, my father was here, you know, a month ago, a man of 63 years old. Look at the energy and the ebullience by which he preaches. The, you know, the strength, 63, screaming four times every Sunday and preaching every day twice, 63. It can only take the presence and the grace of God and the move of God, because you're supposed to do that. I will use the opportunity to develop further. I'm telling you, when the unction is on you and the glory of God is imminent, you don't need anti-aging, anti-wrinkling from any of the producers of all these, you know, cosmetology. I am talking to you. Yeah, we see you may sing what's in you, so and ketua yira. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. How can the Holy Ghost be living with diabetes and high blood pressure? It's a question. How can the Holy Ghost be living with leukemia and cancer? How can the Holy Ghost be listen to this? How can the Spirit of the Living God be living with cardiovascular diseases and terminal diseases? How? The Bible said, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician? I am the Lord. I send forth my word and I heal you. I am God your healer. I am God your deliverer. I lift up your head. I lift up a way and pave it for you. I make a way where there is none. I pour streams of living water to gushel in desert places. I remember the miserable and lift them from their low estate and pick them to where they belong. I am the Lord and that is my name. I am that I am. You want fire? I will be fire. You want water? I will be water. You want storm? I will be storm. You want vengeance? I will be vengeance. You want judgment? I will be judgment. You want restoration? I will be restoration, because I restore the years of the lost. Yeah, the years I restore. God is his name. I'm looking at this, and ladies and gentlemen, this is why we are losing the essence of Christianity. I sit down and I look at what we have turned Christianity into. No wonder now God himself is going to search for his sheep and look after them. Now you hear some verse for this. God is going to search for you, know, and this does not go only to preachers. This is going to all of you instrumentalists, is going to singers and all that kind of thing. And I look at the way the move of God and the grace of God when it came to songwriting and gospel music, how in the days of Professor Abraham, how he wrote songs and all that kind. Every song that he wrote in those days, there were no many radio stations and televisions. Every song he wrote, it became a blast. Or Sebuatin wrote songs, and even in those days, from Yesu Kaunho, you know, and all those songs, you know, he wrote every song he wrote without internet publicity. It was a hit. The moment we begin to drift away from the real essence of Christianity, the Lord is also being drifted away. And when that happens, we can write all the, well, you know, songs that are being played on iTunes and boom play and all that kind of thing. Still, the world can hear the songs. Think about what I said. I'm still here singing Captain of Israel's Host. Do you know how many years that song was written? That song has never been promoted by the songwriter on TV or radio. Never. You were born, when you were born, the song was here. You have learned to sing. I want to ask a question to our gospel musicians. Nobody excluded. Everybody. How many years have your song been sung? How many years? Do you want me to mention any of them? How many years is your song still in opulent impact and influence? How many years? Which Ghanaian gospel musician or secular musician, you know, has been on the scene for the past 70 years and still reigning? Do you know how many years Captain of Israel's Host has been here? Interesting. Now I see the move of God going to Central Africa, Congo, and the Francophone nations. I see the anointing of God. Look at our brothers, the Nigerians. They sing songs and it explodes. Nathaniel Bassey will wake up, you know, in the morning, and he wakes up with almost 9, 10, 15 songs in his spirit. Not I wrote a song. God gave me a song. Not I wrote a song. God gave, thank God for songwriters. God gave me a song. And by the time he wakes up, he sings all of them. Have you asked yourself, where did this guy get all these songs from? Jacob, wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength. Now we come to church. Oh, you can clap your hands. Yeah. Mama Comfort, let me ask you a question before I finish my submission this morning. Let me ask before I finish my submission this morning. Listen, the moment we start talking nonsense, if Kofi Odo is not preaching next week and next week and next week and next week for the next 6 months, how many of you will still turn up here? Therefore, sometimes it is not, listen, sometimes it is not the word of God. Sometimes it's because you are attracted to the preacher. Sometimes it's because you are attracted to the preacher, but that should not be. We don't care who is preaching. We don't, as long as the word of the Lord Jesus is being preached, that is the most important thing. As long as the word of transformation and redemption and regeneration comes to us and we receive repentance, that is the most important thing. As long as the grace of God is brooding over us, yeah, as long as we come to the house of God and it is Christ, that is why we came, the judge of your life and the lifter up of your head. As long as that is done, that is the most important thing, you know. And therefore, coming to, you know, if I line up 10 people and I say they are coming to Revival 2023, some will say I like Avivo, I don't like Jehovah is a Mafia, I like Elvis Ajeman, I don't like this other preacher. That the Christians, when the moment they do that, Paul the apostle said, are you not canal? Who is Paul and who is Apollo? Paul sowed, Apollo watered, but God made it grow. In other words, the people that sow and water are of no account, but God that makes it grow. Unto him shall all the glory and the praises of the people of the earth go to. I finish my submission this morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is why you are seeing Matthew chapter 24 and verse number 15 in course. The Bible said, you know, and when you see the abomination of desolation that was spoken by Daniel the prophet, come and stand in the holy place. He that readeth, let him understand. In Daniel chapter 11 and verse number 31, the Bible says something very interesting. He said, and the army shall stand on his path, and they shall pollute the church of God and the sanctuary of his strength, and they shall take away the daily worship or sacrifice. And the Bible said, from that place, and replace it with abomination that makes desolate. Daniel chapter 12, verse number 10. The Bible said, interestingly, a similar word is there. The Bible said, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but they that shall do but the wicked shall continue to do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, like a man, will understand. Therefore, I sat in my study and I was studying to myself. I was not studying to come and preach, just studying to myself. And I looked at churches, church auditorium, cathedrals that have been turned into drinking spots, pubs. This particular church, the first one, this is the altar of the church. And that is where you bubra, that's where the bubra machine is. This church is in Pittsburgh, in Pennsylvania. They call it the Church Brew Works. Church Brew Works. Number two church, they call it the Taft Ale House, is in Ohio, in United States. The next one is in Dublin, Ireland. They call it the church pub. All these people didn't come to listen to the message. All these people have come with their girlfriends to enjoy. This is church, but it's a pub. It's a drinking spot. The people you are seeing everywhere, they are here. You better listen to, you know, what I am driving at this morning. A fourth church, they call it the Vessel. It's in New Orleans. It's a church, but they have turned it into a drinking spot. Every Friday night, this is a nightclub. It's in Louisiana, in New Orleans. It's a nightclub where stripper girls go into. The fathers used to worship God in this one. Now it has been turned into a stripper nightclub. Then I saw, you know, the picture and the piano, Nottingham in England. It's a nightclub. You see the altar area where the piano is. That is where the devil made sure he would desecrate the altar. Defile the altar. That is where, just like Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, he used the vessels of the communion for entertaining his girlfriends. Then I find this one very blasphemous, the church nightclub. They call it the church nightclub. Denver in Colorado. Take these pictures off. Let me say this. When you look at this nation itself, let's forget about church 1 minute. The level of secularity that is hitting nations is unbelievable. Let me ask you a question. Why do you think people jubilate and celebrate when there are coups in West Africa? The society is becoming very, very heartless, godless, faithless. You may think that Omenibi, that is partly true. But there is another side to it. When you have wicked leaders stocking money under beds, in safes, in homes, wicked people, do you, listen to what I'm saying, do you expect the people to cry when they are kicked out? Africa has received seven, West Africa and Central Africa have received seven coups in 1.5 years. Successful. If I add the unsuccessful coups, we have almost 11 coups in 1.5 years. Secular! The days where a nation will stand and say, Father, help our nation, is gone. All they did, they lock up their president. You try, we will kill you. And the whole place is quiet. And I look at the secular, and I was thinking to myself, what has contributed to Africa's coups? I was looking at the mistakes of the people in the Bible, and I compared their mistakes to the mistakes of African leaders. Same thing. Number one, pride. Arrogant leaders. They cannot humble themselves. Pride. Number two, greed. Greedy people. In Gabon, the president's personal bodyguard, they have found not less than almost $10 million in his house. One person is keeping $10 million, and you don't have ordinary roads, and you have a problem with a preacher and a voice like this crying in the wilderness, preparing the will of the Lord. Your family will suffer. I'm telling you, how can you escape the damnation of hell? How can you escape the damnation of hell? Greed. For money. Number three, I saw idolatry in the Bible as Bible patriarch mistake, and I see it in African leaders. We belong to occultic groups like Old Fellows and Freemasons. Which leader in this nation? You know, MPP, NDC, you know, are not wearing the red ties. It's a club! It's a club! Why do they always want to join those societies? There is a reason there. Who told you it's just for fun? Let me tell you, the people who don't belong to these groups like Freemasons and Old Fellows and the other ones that comes with it in the part of the Illuminati, it is going to be difficult for you to secure any place in their governments. They give to their own, nothing else. In their meetings, they can make a president in their meetings. You will be the next president. And it will come to pass. I'm serious. Look at institutions like the army, the police, and all that. Sometimes you can have a leader, and many people can die for no reason. you about occultism that have crept into government. Yes, blood-sucking leaders. You may not like this preacher. Unfortunately, he is your preacher, Ghana. He is your preacher. I don't need anything from you except your repentance. I saw, you know, the fourth mistake when I saw, you know, Bible people like Manasseh, David, and Solomon, and all the people in the Bible, the mistakes they did, same mistakes African leaders, including the leaders of Ghana. Same mistakes. Number four, they have lost the common touch. When they are looking for power, if they come and you are eating quickly, they will eat it. They come and you are sweeping your house, they will sweep. But when they get power, they dare not even come close to your road, let alone to your house. They have lost the common touch. You see, that is what Rawlings had. Rawlings will sweep with you, carry cocoa with you, eat aboboy with you, and that is the common touch. The common touch is not only for politics and governance. The common touch is for everything. If you lose the common touch in your home, in your marriage, you've lost it. You know, the moment you can't say, hi, babe, hi, sweet, hi, my dad, you've lost it. I'm telling you, because side chicks are using it. They are really pushing it. I'm telling you, don't lose the common touch. I, as a pastor, the moment I lose the I close, my bodyguards rush me into the office and to my car and all that. Who is going to? At the point, the people will out. I go over fire, see, and go and Jimmy Phobia or something. You know, if I'm the preacher, I can't pray for my flock. I can't visit my flock, follow up on my flock. If they come to church, they can't even say hello to me. What kind of preacher am I? Huh? Don't lose the common touch. Sometimes the children from the Sunday school, they just want to hug you as a preacher. Hug them. Show them love. Keep the common touch. Don't be arrogant and proud. Oh, clap your hands in the house of God. Don't lose the common touch. Somebody may be bleeding from inside. They just want somebody to say everything is going to be all right. And so they close church. They want to say hello to Kofi Odro. Don't stop them. Jesus said, for these, such as these, belongs the kingdom of heaven. The children are coming. Don't stop them. Allow them to come. Don't be proud. Without God, you are nothing. I saw the fifth mistake they did in the Bible, and I see African leaders do it. It's the love of money. They love money. Wherever they are, they steal some of the money. If the bridge is 2 cities, they will steal 2,000 more and do it. The bridge is done, but the money stolen is unbelievable. Bridge is done. All right. But the money stolen is unbelievable. The love of money. Then I saw the next one, carelessness. You're very careless. If we are not careless, I'm telling you, people, the dialysis and the renal center in Kolebu will not be closed. We are careless. Do you think that if there is any son or daughter of a government functionary who has a kidney failure or liver failure and dialysis is closed, they will be quiet? I am crying for the voiceless. The person who doesn't have a voice. God has raised my voice for the church and for the nation for a reason. These people are crying. My job, the people who have died since May till now of kidney failure, you have no idea. Are they no human beings? Is there no value over their lives? Hey! Are there no value for their life? We are careless. They are very careless. And whilst we are doing this, we are giving delegates 50,000, 100,000 times 200 and something delegates times 1,000 delegates. Now the bigger number is coming to Accra times 250,000 people. They are coming to eat the big cow whilst people are dying. The people you are coming to rule are dying. And you are heartless. Careless. I'm a comfort. When I preach like this, people may feel me and tell me, well, it's not. Your vice president was a victim. Parkwisi Emisa Ata fell at the 37 military gym and was carried in a useless vehicle to 37. He died instantly. I am telling you that Rollins died at Kolebu. Trinity American. You may feel you don't care. The day they take you to that pit latrine you call Kolebu, you will know that it's Atunku. I'm telling you, I'm reminding you that when the vice president collapsed at the castle, by the time they got to 37, he was a dead body. And so, don't ignore the warning, because you don't know who is going there next. Yeah, you don't know who is going there next. Careless people. And when you are sick, you fly first class, Delta Airlines, British Airways, and you travel to America for review, UK for review. You have been careless. Sometimes I ask myself, the doctors who work in the Ghana Medical Association, how do you feel when your leaders travel to these places? How do you feel? It is an insult, and it is an indictment on your intelligence. I'm telling you. It's an indictment that the president of Ghana is flown out of Ghana for treatment. Have you ever seen President Biden coming for treatment at Kumasi G? Mushare, papa. Mushare, 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 mushare. You are a sick nation. Carelessness. And so when the people see our nonsense, they rise in revolt and mutiny. I have seen foolishness. I have seen godlessness. I have seen selfishness. And the dangerous thing in the whole Bible, complacency. Tirimode. The moment the person becomes tirimode, complacent, the next thing is arrogance, pride, and the next thing is a fall. This morning, I'm calling a nation to repentance. Come back to your first love. To a saving savior. Yeah. Who, a caring savior that can save you. And may I tell you, nations are ruled by God. Yeah. The Bible said in the book of Daniel, I saw that scripture that, you know, Daniel chapter 4 verse 17. Look at how he puts it in the word of the Lord. Let me close with that. The Bible said this matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones. The watchers and the holy ones are part of the 15 classes of angels that are in the Bible. Another of the class, watchers are angelic class. Holy ones are angelic class. Cherubims are the third one. Seraphims are the fourth one. He goes on to say, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whosoever he wills, and setteth it over the basest path of men. Turn this into a different version. I'll read just the second part of it. Yeah. He said, let all people everywhere know that Supreme God has power over human kingdoms. God reveals his secrets to them that love him. He reveals, there are secrets that you have no idea. He said to Jeremiah, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. He's speaking to a prophet and he's telling the prophet, there are many things you don't know. Many things you as a prophet, you don't know. So when you are in trouble, call me. Then I will bring you to that dimension. Call upon me. God is telling even the prophet to call upon him. A nation, and we won't call on him. My God, call upon me in a time of trouble. I will show you great and mighty things. Yeah, go back to the book of Daniel. Let me, you know, finish with him. You know, in the book of Daniel, look at this. You know, in a different version, maybe in the Message version, I close with that. He said in the Message version, he said, so everyone living will know that The Most High rules human kingdoms. He arranges kingdom affairs however he wishes and makes leaders out of losers. That is true. That is true, because if I look at many of the leaders of Africa, they were losers that God made leaders. I can mention names. Many of them were losers. The South African president, you can't tell me was anything until God put him there. Museveni, same. You know, the Nigerian president, this one, Tinubu, there's no way you can tell me that the will of the people put him there. In a way, God picked up a loser and put him there. You know, Ghana, same. Everybody, including the Akufo-Addo's families, determined that this man cannot be a president. But God said, no, he put him there. So God can pick loser and turn the loser like Mephibosheth, like Jephthah, and people who are abject losers and make them leaders. When he does that, humble yourself. Stand to your feet. Let's go. Humble yourself. The same God that lifted you has power to bring you down. Ask Nebuchadnezzar. The moment Nebu put his hand on his chest and said, "This is Babylon. I'm Nebuchadnezzar. This is my work." The Lord says, well, "You are a beast. We are poor. We are poor. We are poor. We are poor." Memoir could David, the memoir resilience are poor. In Fienson, Abusumenson, our chains, when he tetans, we are poor. Moment he appeared after 7 years, lifted his hand and said, "The God of Daniel is the only God worth serving." The Lord says, "You have learned your lessons." God can throw people in the wilderness just to go and learn a lesson. But the time involved is unbelievable. Israel was supposed to be in captivity for 400 years, but they ended up in 430 years. Sometimes God is keeping people to learn a lesson. I'm telling you. To learn a lesson. In the days of Jeremiah, they were supposed to stay there for 70 years. But it was shortened to 60 something years. Because of understanding. Repentance. And they came out. Ghana, if we repent, I'm telling you, if we repent, help will come quickly. I'm telling you the mind of God. I don't need a diplomatic passport. I don't need a VVIP pass. I don't need bodyguards. I'm only determined in the mind of God. Truth. Take it. Once you have repented, don't help me. It's okay. Keep your thing. It's all right. No favors. It's fine. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart. Yeah. Come in today. Come in. To my heart. Come on. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Sing it for the last time. Come in to. Yeah, yes, you coming to stay, coming. Yeah, Lord Jesus. Your two hands are on your heart. This morning is the first Sunday morning of the ninth month of the year 2023. It's a morning of renewal, We want to renew our heart and conviction and our faith unto God. The Bible said, he that thinketh that he standeth should beware lest he falls. This is an individual thing. The day they bury you, you will go alone. The day they bury me, I go alone. Same thing. The day we appear before God, not my comfort, we will never go as a team. One by one. This is a dangerous and a very scary thing for me. You will appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and you will also appear before the great white throne. There will be judgment, and God will put your works in fire and judge even your words. And somewhere freeway, no mobile, God will judge it. Yeah, the words. So the Bible said, don't let any careless statement come out of your mouth. Come on. Hey! Forgive me. I will not come condescending that I am a righteous person standing before. Forgive me of my foolishness and of my sins. My God. Shiawama! Heal this nation. This is a sick country. Heal us, oh God. Heal Ghana. Hallelujah. Put your right hand only on your heart, sweet, and let us play the national anthem, pray for our country. I would love to pray for my president this morning. I want to pray for the security detail of this nation. I have been followed with keen interest the inquiry of the leaked tape that have appeared in parliament. When I listen, I am deducing that even in the security detail, there is not unity. There is no unity. Some are on one part, some are also on another part. And if a nation has a security cartel or detail like that, that is dangerous. So I would love to pray for Ghana. As grace that the hand of God, the Bible said, if the Lord does not watch over the house, they that watch, they watch, but they watch in vain. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. Can you put the words of the national anthem? I want that to be my prayer. Father, deliver this nation from evil. Deliver us from the hands of wicked intenders who are sitting in their rooms plotting evil. Our prayer will be to bless our homeland, Ghana, make our nation greater and stronger, bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. And fill our hearts with true humility. Make us cherish fearless honesty. And help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might forever. In the second stanza, he said, heal the name. Heal to thy name, O Ghana. To thee be made a solemn vow. Steadfast to build together a nation strong in unity. with our gifts of mind and strength of arm, whether night or day, in the mist or storm, in every need, whatever the call may be to serve. The next stanza, he said, raise high the flag of Ghana and one with Africa advance, black star of hope and honor to all who thirst for liberty. Where the banner of Ghana freely flies, may the way of freedom truly lie. Arise, arise, O sons of Ghana land, and under God. Man, whoever wrote this was too much. Under God, march on forevermore. They intend that there will be no evil against this nation, and that no other nation can stand before this one. Yeah. In intimidation or in bullying, it won't happen. Under God, march on forevermore. I pray, Father, visit the faith and the conviction of the fathers and be merciful unto us, the children. In Jesus' precious name. I pray for my president. This last days, especially 2023 into 2024, is a test to leadership. It's a test to leadership. All the world have been tested. I pray that he will give my president the grace and the wisdom to stand that test and excel and distinguish himself phenomenally, that he can build a lasting legacy after his tenure to your honor and to your glory. Deliver Ghana from hardship. Hardships. Help businesses, entrepreneurs, corporate institutions, government institutions. Help them to survive the storm. In Jesus' precious name. Heal the sick, the oppressed, the afflicted, the less privileged, the unfortunate. I pray for the prisoner, the guys in the cells, police cells. I'm asking for help. In Jesus' mighty name. Let there be peace on our roads. And let our sea borders and land borders be secured. Let this nation come out of deficit, debt, eka yefrimu, and may our national reserves increase. Give us financial wisdom and discipline to administrate a country that is full of wealth, naturally, in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Amen. You want to join us for our offering? 0249809911. That's 0249809911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. If you're on television, all the details are on the screen together with online. I did this for the people on the purposes of radio. From all of us here in Isaac and Comfort and Ponsa Memorial Temple, I catch you on Tuesday and then on Wednesday at Forest in Bible Kesia. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you. Oh, next time. You say your lifestyle, you want my room. The youth of Ghana going through. Hey, I am Shishia. There are WhatsApp groups of threesome, twosome, three women sleeping with one man. Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. I'm telling you, Sodom and Gomorrah is on us. And the church, we are busy in our churches fighting each other. We shed trousers, we boduku, stop your madness. I don't want to hear it. The soul is perishing. My job is the soul. I go after the soul that is lost. Yeah, preach Christ. Yeah, preach Christ in every corner, every ghetto. Snatch the soul from hellfire. Preach until the people repent. Preach until they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Preach until there is conversion and repentance. Preach until the people are born again. For he that cometh unto God, God will not cast away. Yeah, God will not cast away. If you will confess with your mouth and believe in
in your heart that Jesus is Lord, you shall be saved. Yeah, for you know with the heart, you know man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That is my job. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, Christ Jesus, the bread of life, that if anybody believes in him, he will not perish but have everlasting life. God will go after the one and leave the 99. I am talking about that God. There were coaching a drama so no we are moving for was a man so me move for we are not to do for no catch you up almost me move on for top
then kwa yabo ni biya it is a bm na biya chen same po am na aso
the soul is in motion.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.